on C-SPAN.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
C-SPAN's newest book, The Presidents, noted historians rank America's best and worst chief executives, provides insight into the lives of the 44 American presidents through stories gathered by interviews with noted presidential historians. Explore the life events that shaped our leaders, challenges they faced, and the legacies they have left behind. Published by Public Affairs, C-SPAN's The Presidents will be on shelves April 23rd. But you can pre-order your copy as a hardcover or ebook today at cspan.org/thepresidents or wherever books are sold.
Yesterday, President Trump met with World War II veterans and their families at the White House. From the Oval Office, this is about 15 minutes.
Well, thank you very much. This is a special moment. I spoke with Alan Jones about a year ago. And Alan now is 95 years old, great World War II hero. And when I spoke to him, I said, come on up to the White House sometime and I'll see you. And guess what? He called, he said, hey, you promised and I deliver, right? I deliver. We don't play games. And it's an honor to see you, Alan. And Alan is with some of his friends, Sidney Walton, World War II veteran, great gentleman, a great hero, and he's 100 years old, and I want to be like you someday. I want to be like all of you guys someday. That's great, 100. And thank you very much. Thanks, Sidney. That's fantastic. Thank you. And Floyd Wright, then Floyd Wigfield, and Paul Wispall. Paul Kreiner is fantastic. Paul is, let's see, 103. He doesn't look a day over 90. 103, you look fantastic. Congratulations. Congratulations. War hero. And Floyd Wigfield, who is a 101. And you are amazing. Look at you, huh? Look at you. Look at you. So fantastic. I'm glad you took me up on the offer. And surrounded by their family, very good genes in this family. They live a long time, right? You're proud of the folks?
Absolutely.
Sorry, but do you have anything to say about them?
Oh, our dad's the most wonderful dad in the world.
And right here.
Right? This is our dad, right
That's
here.
Great. Yeah. The most wonderful dad.
The most wonderful dad you can ever imagine.
What he's doing, Mr. President, is incredible. He's traveling the whole country, all 50 governors, and now meeting the president. He's spreading the word of how few World War II veterans there are left.
And do you know how many, actually? Do you know? Is there a number?
It's really, what I've been told, is just a handful.
Wow.
And
that incredible?
He's on a year and a half tour, meeting all not only all the governors, but he's meeting hundreds of thousands of people along the way.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations on having a great gentleman. That is, you know, I'm a big believer in having good genes. And you have the best genes you can have, right?
Thank you.
So you travel a little bit with him, too? You travel?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Let me see what that says. Sydney, 100-year-old, wow.
No regrets. Sure.
No regrets.
Because he regretted not meeting a Civil War veteran when he had a chance.
Well.
And he doesn't want anyone to regret not meeting a World War II
That's
veteran.
Really nice. No, I don't think anybody does. It was a great victory. That was a great victory. We knew how to win wars. That was a tremendous victory. So tell me, you talked to me the way we spoke, we had the greatest conversation. Tell them what we said.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Alan?
I expressed to the president at the convention last year. He asked me to come on the stage, which was awesome. I was afraid that the Secret Service was going to grab me when I put my arm around you.
He just wrapped his arm around me.
And I had a picture with me and asked the president if he'd sign it for me. He said he sure would. And I said to him that I was going to be 95 today, President, on April 11th. And I said, Well, I'd like to bring my family to the White House and meet in the Oval Office because somebody told me that I would never get in the Oval Office. And I really appreciate, Mr. President, for you allowing us to come to be with you today. And I just wish you the best in all of your endeavors.
Thank you very much.
I got a young man back home, Mr. President. I told you not to let me speak.
No, he speaks well. He speaks very well.
I got a young man back home that comes to my church Sunday school class almost every Sunday, and your name's mentioned by him. And I've got to get a picture to take back for him.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
He'll be one of his great speakers. I want to ask you one other question.
Go ahead.
When you're in Pittsburgh, I'd like to be on the stage with you.
Okay. We can do that, which will be soon.
If you can arrange that, I'd appreciate
100%.
That.
That's why he's successful, because he's very aggressive. He's an aggressive, great guy. Thank you very much.
I
really appreciate it.
I brought one more picture for you. So
let me have it. Let me have it. Thanks, Alan.
Here you go. I don't want to get there again. That's the one we took on
the
stage
with. See?
Oh.
I'm going to sign this one, right? Yes? I'll sign this one to you?
Please. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to sign this one. And Paul, how about you? Tell me. You feeling good?
I was in a combat outfit. It was rumored we were second longest in combat. We had 517 days of combat.
Well.
And I started out in Africa and Italy, France, and Germany. And I was in the Alps Mountain area when the war ended, and our last position was at Fusen, southern Germany, in the Alps Mountain area. We were pulled out and went into Schongau, the German army camp, where they trained identification people.
Right.
And we processed 14,000 prisoners there in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And
pretty amazing, right? So do you remember those days perfectly?
Yes, sir.
That's really something.
I was also in the Korean War, too.
You're a warrior, isn't he?
26 months in
103. Well, you're going to be around a long time. You look fantastic.
Sir?
You look fantastic, and I really appreciate you being in the White House and the Oval Office. Tell us something about the man.
Tell us.
Go ahead.
He's not shy. He nailed it.
No, he's not shy.
Not at all.
He's not shy at all.
I'm just like him. This is my brother.
Good. Congratulations.
We're very proud of Dad. Dad was one of five brothers that went off to World War II. And his mom was a Gold Star mother. One of them didn't return.
Oh, wow.
So Dad is very proud to be a World War II veteran and of his family and God.
We're proud of him. Proud of all of you. Floyd, how about yourself?
I'm with the 4th Division. And we went in on Utah Beach June 44. We made the in there on which are on there. We made a third, we was on the third wave, and
it was pretty brutal, Utah. It was pretty, that was a pretty brutal area at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was there about a half a month before I got wounded, night and day on the battlefield. And
how badly wounded, how badly? Were you badly wounded?
Yeah, well, I was all summer there getting me back out of the hospital. They sent me back up and went back up into one Germany somewhere and said, another shell.
You got wounded again?
Back in France, back in England again, and that time they sent me home.
Yeah. Fantastic job. You together?
Huh?
Poland Floyd with the Greatest Generations Foundation. As you know, we return combat veterans back to where they fought and served. And we look forward to hosting you in Normandy this coming June for the 75th.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Probably a good opportunity. This gentleman wants to fly back with you on Air Force One.
Where are you flying back to? Are you flying back to Washington? To Washington?
Once we're down in Europe.
Right, we'll do that. We'll work that out. Is that okay? We'll work that out. You'll like Air Force One. Well, I want to thank all of you. Great heroes, great warriors, highly respected, and you folks do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
I want to thank you. Congratulations to everybody. Yes, please.
President Trump, my father just wanted to say a couple of things.
Yes, please.
Dad, please tell the president the reason why you joined the Army.
I joined the Army to fight Hitler.
That's the reason he joined.
That was a good reason.
And it's called now the No Regrets Tour. You regret not meeting the Civil War veterans?
Yes. I regret not meeting any Civil War veterans.
And that's why he's allowing people that want to meet a World War II veteran before it's too late to meet him.
That's great.
And he brought a gift for you.
Good.
And we have the gift back there. I think you'll like it. It's a very special gift that my dad's carrying.
You want to bring it up?
San Diego. Good. From San Diego, just for you.
Good.
Here, Dad. The president
opened
the gift for you
from San Diego, where we just built a wall. And they were very happy that I built it. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
And all my dad asks is if you happen to know how to tweet, if you want to tweet that out.
I don't tweet too much.
It would be an honor.
I'll do something. We'll have a little fun.
Right, Dad?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Is this one of the best days of your life?
Yes.
That's great. That's
yes,
really
indeed.
Nice.
Yes.
You have a great family. You have a great family.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank everybody. These are just terrific people. We weren't going to do this with the media. But frankly, when I saw you, I said, we have to. And thank you. Great job. Go ahead, please.
Mr. President, I want you to meet my wife. We've been married 69 years.
Whoa.
She probably can tell you more about me than I can tell myself.
Give us just the good stuff, not the bad stuff.
Well, is there much to say then? It's all been good.
That's great.
Couldn't be any better.
That's really nice. I can see that on your face. I can see that. Thank you. Thank you all very much. It's a great honor.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, President.
I don't know much about it.
Thank you, President. Thank you.
Guys, come on.
Thank you, press. Right this way. Thank you.
Come on.
Can they comment on my
table? Thank you, press. Right this way.
Come on. Thanks.
Once, TV was simply three giant networks and a government-supported service called PBS. Then, in 1979, a small network with an unusual name rolled out a big idea. Let viewers decide, all on their own, what was important to them. C-SPAN opened the doors to Washington policymaking for all to see, bringing you unfiltered content from Congress and beyond. In the age of power to the people, this was true people power. In the 40 years since, the landscape has clearly changed. There's no monolithic media, broadcasting has given way to narrowcasting, YouTube stars are a thing. But C-SPAN's big idea is more relevant today than ever. No government money supports C-SPAN. Its nonpartisan coverage of Washington is funded as a public service by your cable or satellite provider. On television and online, C-SPAN is your unfiltered view of government, so you can make up your own mind.
Here's a look at our live coverage on Friday. At 11:30 a.m. Eastern on C-SPAN, House Democrats hold their 2019 Issues Conference in Leesburg, Virginia. And at 12:35, Germany's finance minister talks about U.S.-European relations. On C-SPAN 2, at 9 a.m. Eastern, the European Commission Vice President talks about Brexit and the EU. At 10 a.m., a discussion about U.S. engagement in the Middle East from the Middle East Policy Council. And at 5:30, a look at the role of labor unions with Labor Secretary Alex Acosta and the head of the International Labor Organization, Guy Ryder.
Barbara Bush had finally had enough. They were out of the White House. She didn't need to bite her tongue anymore. She said that she took offense at it. That reporters were at her door asking questions about it, which was not true. That was just designed to give Nancy Reagan a little heartburn. and she said to Nancy Reagan, "And don't you ever call me again." And she hung up.
This week on Q&A, USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page on her biography of Barbara Bush, the matriarch.
At the very beginning, she said, "You will never see my diaries." Her diaries are kept at the Bush Library, but they are not available for public view until 35 years after her death. And I understood that, and I thought that she was unlikely to let me see her diaries. And at the end of the fifth interview, she said, "And you can see my diaries." And that was an incredible gift.
Sunday night at 8 Eastern on C-SPAN's Q&A.
In the House of Commons yesterday, British Prime Minister Theresa May announced that the UK would have until October 31st to reach a Brexit deal after European leaders agreed to an extension. She also took questions from members of Parliament. This is an hour portion.
Thank you. Order. Statement, the Prime Minister.
Thank you. With